Trend number one, the geography of prosperity. It's no coincidence that many of an industry's most innovative companies are headquartered in the same zip code, and sometimes across the street from each other. Why would companies that fiercely compete for the same customers and the same talented employees choose locations in close proximity to each other? The answer is that they've discovered the power of geographic clusters. As Harvard professor and business strategy guru Michael Porter has explained, clusters stimulate innovation at a rapid pace. According to the Economic Development Association, clusters are geographic concentrations of competing, complementary, or interdependent firms and industries that do business with each other and/or have common needs for talent, technology, and infrastructure. The firms included in the cluster may be both competitive and cooperative. They may compete directly with some members of the cluster, purchase inputs from other cluster members, and rely on the services of other cluster firms in the operation of their business. Within the United States, geographic clusters include Silicon Valley's concentration of high-tech firms in the southern part of the San Francisco Bay Area of California. Silicon Valley is the biggest high-tech manufacturing center in the U.S. According to the Wall Street Journal, it includes 10 of the 20 most inventive towns in America, including San Jose with 3,867 utility patents filed in 2005, and Sunnyvale with 1,881 utility patents. The region has America's highest concentration of high-tech workers, with 286 out of every 1,000 private sector workers. Among the thousands of high-tech firms headquartered in the Valley are countless startups as well as Fortune 1000 companies, including Adobe Systems, AMD, Agilent Technologies, Apple, Cisco Systems, eBay, Google, Hewlett-Packard, Intel, Intuit, Oracle, Sun Microsystems, Symantec, and Yahoo. Another key geographic cluster is North Carolina's Research Triangle, encompassing the cities of Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill, and the research universities of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Duke University, and North Carolina State University. Among the high-tech companies with facilities in the triangle are IBM, SAS, Cisco Systems, Nortel Networks, and NetApp. The region also boasts several life science companies, including GlaxoSmithKline, Biogen Idec, Merck, Novo Nordisk, Novozymes, and Wyeth. Other geographic clusters in the U.S. include Hartford, Connecticut's Insurance and Finance Cluster, which has the highest concentration of financial analysts, actuaries, and underwriters in the country. The California Wine Cluster, including 680 wineries and thousands of independent growers of the grapes used to make wine, as well as suppliers of grape stock, irrigation and harvesting equipment, barrels and labels, and the winemaking program at the University of California at Davis. Dalton, Georgia's cluster of carpet manufacturers. Las Vegas, Nevada's cluster of casinos, hotels, and entertainment venues. And Hollywood, California's cluster of film studios, production companies, distributors, talent agencies, and public relations firms. In his Harvard Business Review article, Michael Porter explains that clusters affect competition in three ways. First, they increase the productivity of the companies that are based in the area. Second, they drive the direction and pace of innovation, which leads to further increases in productivity. And third, they lead to the growth of new businesses, which increases the size and strength of the cluster. This occurs because individuals within the cluster can see which products and services are needed but not available. All of this creates a positive feedback loop. As new businesses form and the cluster expands, the other companies increase their productivity and innovation, which in turn stimulates the growth of new businesses and so on. Because of this, the companies in the cluster continue to gain competitive advantages compared to rival firms in other locations. Among those competitive advantages are easier and wider access to the information, the technology, and the inputs needed to create the company's products. The companies within a cluster typically receive lower prices and better support from suppliers because the suppliers are located nearby. Companies within a cluster can also reduce their search costs for new employees because a vast pool of skilled, experienced people is already concentrated in the area, and the opportunity to work within the cluster is a powerful way to attract talented people from other locations. In addition, a cluster that has a reputation for quality, such as Silicon Valley for technology, Napa Valley for wine, or Italy for leather goods, bestows a competitive advantage of each company within it compared to its competitors beyond the cluster. Even if the cluster does not have a reputation for quality, it can still attract customers who would be less willing to do business with a company that wasn't aligned with the cluster. For example, Chinese manufacturing regions are filled with factories that crank out low-cost, low-quality goods. A buyer is more likely to do business with a supplier within one of these clusters because it's easy to visit several suppliers on one trip, source from more than one vendor, and switch suppliers if needed. Industry clusters bring together a high concentration of companies in the same industry, as well as suppliers, services, and infrastructure. Countries and states encourage the development of geographic clusters as a way of spurring economic growth. To encourage companies to participate, governments offer tax credits, ease regulations, and provide infrastructure. Inspired by the success of U.S. geographic clusters, particularly Silicon Valley, nearly every country in the world has tried to develop its own clusters. According to a Harvard Business Review article by John Cao, the models for geographic clusters that are being used include the following. Under the focused factory model, a country concentrates all of its resources in one specific region that is devoted to a particular industry and then tries to lure foreign companies to the cluster. Denmark, Finland, Singapore, Chile, and Vietnam are among the countries pursuing this model. With the brute force model, a country tries to make innovation happen by throwing massive amounts of capital and talent at a research discipline. For instance, China is investing heavily in 10 universities to create a generation of experts in various fields of science and technology. And countries using the Holliworld model hope to create innovation hotspots by bringing together talented people. The top graduates of India's universities are being partnered with Indian natives who have earned their degrees overseas. The goal is to achieve a kind of cross-fertilization of new ideas. Based on this important trend, the trend's editors offer the following four forecasts. First, the growing importance of clusters signals that executives must adopt a broader perspective rather than focusing on their own companies. Instead of vertical integration, the successful strategy for many businesses going forward will be to participate in a geographic cluster with suppliers, partners, collaborators, customers, and even competitors. Businesses will also need the support of research institutions and policymakers to provide the R&D, infrastructure, and tax breaks that stimulate innovation. Second, the efforts of countries around the world to duplicate the American model of geographic clusters in other countries will not succeed without a major cultural shift. As The Economist points out, EU government officials are obsessed with creating their own versions of Silicon Valley. Yet the result has been an abysmal failure. An analysis at INSEAD found that Germany's investments to create industry clusters in that country amounted to the equivalent of throwing 20 billion euros into a paper shredder. According to the McKinsey Global Institute, other countries can't duplicate the success of Silicon Valley because government red tape and market barriers stifle innovation. For example, one entrepreneur whose business sprouted in the high-tech cluster around Cambridge, England, told The Economist that his firm succeeded in spite of, not because of, support from the government. In India, overregulation and centralized planning prevented most industries from innovating for several decades. But because the government did not understand the software industry, it failed to regulate it, allowing entrepreneurs in Bangalore to thrive. Third, governments and businesses will discover that it is more effective to nurture and develop an existing cluster rather than trying to create a new one. Even a small cluster consisting of a few companies and their suppliers in a common location will have already built relationships among the businesses. It will have established links to outside suppliers, partners, and customers. And people in the media and in other businesses beyond the cluster will have already associated the location with the industry. All of this provides a firm foundation for creating a larger cluster. And fourth, the growing power of geographic clusters will widen the wealth gap between rich and poor countries, and even between prosperous and blighted regions in the same nation. There is already a tremendous difference in productivity and prosperity between a relatively small number of innovation hotspots and the rest of the world. University of Chicago economist and Nobel laureate Robert Lucas credits the clustering of large numbers of talented people in the same location as the primary engine of economic growth. When people with high levels of expertise and complementary skills are brought together in the same place, they can more quickly generate ideas and commercialize products than talented people working alone in other places. For example, in the Atlantic Monthly, Richard Florida points out that a mere 40 regions of the world produce two-thirds of global economic output and nearly 90% of all new patented innovations.